Welcome to today's segment on career opportunities. Last week our topic was career opportunities in business. Well, today's field of expertise is quite different. We'll be talking about opportunities for students in the field of humanities. Joining us today to share her experience and tell us something about her job is Laura. She's a lecturer for English and American Literature at the University of Bonn. Why don't we get going and introduce her to all of you? So, good morning, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. Are you sure you really want to know that?
Is it really that bad? Well, isn't that a great start?
Honestly, it is really stressful at the moment. I have so many papers to correct and it's exhausting.
Oh, that sounds tough. But let's start at the beginning of your career and see if being a lecturer also has positive aspects.
Yeah, sure, let's start.
So, how did you become a lecturer? You studied in Bonn and then applied for a job afterwards?
No, it's not that easy. I wish it would have been. I was actually studying in Düsseldorf first, here on the HHU campus. I was a diligent student, so that one lecturer someday in my fifth semester came to me and asked if I wanted to be a student assistant, which means that I helped him organize his material and stuff for seminars.
Oh, so you were kind of an exemplary student?
No, not at all. I finished my studies in eighth semester, but anyway, I was dedicated to what I was doing.
Okay, so hear that, people. You don't need to work yourself into the ground to reach the designated goal of six semesters. There's hope for all of us.
Of course there is.
Sorry for interrupting you. Please go on.
So, when the lecturer took me under his wing, I learned about the task and schedule. Later on, I knew I wanted to also become a lecturer, and I started off by teaching small courses on my own. After I finished my studies, I then had some references on my CV. But anyway, I wanted a change. That's how I became a lecturer at the University of Bonn.
Sounds like quite a journey.
Yeah, it was not always easy, but I'm really happy with how it all developed.
Even if there's so much work to do?
Sure, it's just one aspect of being a lecturer, but there are also ways to rewind in my leisure time.
So, what are you doing to rewind then?
I'm doing yoga, for example, which is a great way to release some stress. I also taught some yoga classes, but I don't have the time for that anymore.
Sounds like your life never gets boring. Let's get back to the focus of our interview.
No, it certainly doesn't. But there are also positive aspects about being a lecturer.
Which are?
Which are, for example, excursions. As my focus lies on English and American literature, we often visit hometowns of popular authors or their work sites.
That sounds quite exciting. And all of us like excursions, right?
Yeah, we do.
So, you said you're teaching English and American literature. Which genre of literature do you like most?
It is definitely the Gothic novel. I always try to do seminars including Gothic novels.
What was your favorite seminar ever that were to teach?
I think it was the seminar I had last semester. It was about The Walking Dead and the qualities of zombies. I think the students liked it as well.
Oh yeah, I think so. The Walking Dead is fairly popular, but it is also an unusual topic compared to your common Shakespeare classes. What made you choose The Walking Dead as a topic?
Well, I can decide on the content myself, which is one of the nice aspects of my job. I want to give students the opportunity to do something different and modern.
So, do you think that historic English literature is not appealing anymore?
No, that's not what I meant, but I think it's refreshing to have a variety of possibilities.
Yeah, right. I would have liked to have had similar seminars at HHU when I was a student. Now that you got me interested, how about a short lesson on zombies?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I think we need to do it off air then, as this would definitely exceed the time. Goodbye to all you people out there, and thank you very much, Laura, for sharing your experience.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jenny.
So, that was it for today. I hope you now have an idea of a lecturer's task and enjoyed the segment. Next week, we're back with the famous scientist Dr. George Howard. Stay tuned.